Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Shaheem Ali, CFO of Recycle Co. Welcome back to Company Showcase.
Thank you, Jim.
Shaheem, you've just returned from a trip to Fiji. Was that business or pleasure?
That was a pleasure trip, mostly to spend time with my mom. Firstly, Jim, thank you for having me. Zako is away today, so I get to fill in. I was in Fiji spending special moments with my mother. Unfortunately, as life is designed, we don't have our parents forever. I don't know if you know this, Jim, but Fiji is a very small island nation in South Pacific. It's mainly known for its hot and humid climate like Hawaii. So if you don't like Hawaii, go to Fiji. I was amazed when I was there in Fiji last year and compared to this year. EV in a country of only 1 million people. I mean, there's so many EVs around, and it's only 1 million people in Fiji. I imagine this can only be great news for battery and battery recycling industry. You know, sometimes I joke to people, I say, simply if I can put it together, in future, batteries will be dying to do business with us. As for what is happening at Recyclico, I wanted to assure everyone that we are actively engaged in joint venture and technology licensing types of business arrangements. Now, this has been a number one task on our list, and we do focus and make sure that we are at it every week, every month, day in and day out. You know, from our last, was in March, I think, we went to Korea, in Korea trip, and after the validation of our material by the Korean cathode manufacturer, we have seen increased interest and mostly trust in our technology. You know, that's how it works over there. You know, battery production sector is mostly outside of North America, so it becomes very important for us that we take the time to have these discussions. You know, make sure the products are validated by them one time, two times, three times, so be it. And these conversations take time. You know, what this means is that conversations we are having requires much more understanding and knowledge of how business is done in Asia. That's just overall, that's how it works. You know, we must make sure that legal and business framework is in place to ensure that our IP is protected and, you know, mostly that recycled technology will be commercialized. You know, so we are working with legal and financial advisors to guide us through these processes. Now, just this week, you probably saw the press release we did this week. You know, we added Dr. Ehan Pak from Asia to Recyclico Advisory Board to assist in Asian market business development and talks. I mean, we met him a few times. We talk regularly. He's pretty good at it. You know, if you look at it, it's just an exciting moment to have Dr. Pak added to our board. He brings extensive business arrangement knowledge. He has worked with companies like Dow Chemicals, Samsung SDI, and a few more, and at executive level too. You guys can all read a full press release on our website and has more details on him. From the demonstration plant, I was there this week. We are preparing to run the demonstration plant from unit operation to full cycle operation. Right now, the plan is to start next week. We are preparing for it. And the plan is to run it 24 hours a day in a full cycle mode. What does this mean? From company's perspective, this is great news for us. This will allow us to stress test and measure the performance, the versatility of all the equipment under full cycle continuous operation. This will make sure that the equipment and the processes perform to standard that we set out, you know, running full cycle 24 hours a day. At the same time, we will be producing lots of lithium hydroxide and precursors. Overall market has been painful for most of us. You know, seeing the stock price at 35 cents adds more pain. I get it. I hear you all when we get these phone calls. And I'm not going to make any excuses here, but I do believe this month has been partly due to stock options coming due on June 8th. So there's some selling and some volume on the exchange related to the stock option exercise. You know, at the same time, I do stay in touch with a lot of the investment banking community that we, you know, have relationships with. Times are tough out there in the money market. To raise money in this recessionary and volatile environment is becoming difficult every month as we go forward with the interest rate hikes. I mean, you are probably aware that many public companies that have ventured into battery material space have run into financial constraints or are slowing down. They are burning through cash, and it's hard to come, and it's hard to raise money at these in these times. You know, just in the last 30 days, I think three companies that have come and, you know, made press release that they're running into some difficulties out there. As a CFO, I make sure that we continuously monitor our cash flow and budget as market conditions and the facts change. I mean, that's my job here. And we will be releasing our Q3 financials, MD&A, in June. And I will include more information for there all. As to what else is happening in June, we are staying focused on joint venture and technology licensing talks. These things take time, but work needs to be done here. Next month, which is just around the corner, during the month of June, we do plan to be at couple battery-related events and investment conference. This is always very important for us to stay connected to the EV industry and materials industry and attract new shareholders. Once we know which one, we will be posting the details on our social networks. Jim, finally, on behalf of Recyclico family, I wanted to express my gratitude to honor the veterans in U.S. A patriot's blood is the seed of freedom's tree. Enjoy your Memorial Day holiday. Until next time, I hope you all have a nice weekend and a warm summer.
Shaheem, for people who need more information about Recyclico and want to know where you're traded, where can they go?
Recyclico is a battery materials company focused on recycling, upcycling lithium-ion battery waste. You can connect with us on our website, recyclico.com. We are a publicly listed company in Canada, TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY, in U.S. on OTCQB under the symbol AMYZF, and on Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol ID4.
Shaheem, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you.
My guest has been Shaheem Ali, CFO of Recyclico. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on May 26th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.